This is Eric.
Hey, Eric, this is Keaton.
Am I
calling you at a bad time right now?
No.
Yeah, I know we said 6 or 7, but I just thought I'd reach out to you. I'm here with my partner right now too, and I was wondering if I could send this over to you. Do you have access to your email right now?
Yeah, hold on a second.
You're good. I'll start to send it over while you're getting ready.
Is that Forrest McGehee?
Yeah, that's my partner, Forrest McGehee. And you see the subject should be the address to your house, the 6001 Kings Crest Drive.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
Okay, so what are we signing here?
So you should be able to open it up from there, and it may, I mean, if you've never used the software before, it'll probably ask you to like accept the DocuSign agreement. And then after you get past that, you should see the paperwork I sent over for you. And that has all the verbiage there that we talked about earlier.
Okay. All right. Looks like I'm done.
And what do you mean? What do you mean by done? Did you you open it up yet?
Yep.
I got you. You signed it there.
Yep.
Okay.
Hey, Eric. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. My name's Zach. I'm partners with. Me and Keaton are partners. I just want to make sure that you understand what you signed, because I know you signed it pretty fast, but we are very upfront and frank, and I want to make sure that you understand everything with the paperwork.
Yeah, I'm reading through it now.
Okay. So because you signed it so fast, it does make me a little hesitant, which is fine. We will buy it for $245 if you saw the purchase price.
Well, the reason why I signed it so fast is because as I was going through it, I just clicked on it and it signed it. So then
okay.
I downloaded it. So I downloaded the file and I'm going through it now.
So I'll just kind of run you by it. We're buying it at $245. Property is sold in as-is condition. Our intended closing date is March the 1st or a reasonable time after if you need extra time. Title policy, if you're following, you're just saying that you're going to, insure us a good title, and we're going to take out a title policy to insure that. We're paying all the closing costs, access to the property. We will need access, obviously, at a reasonable time that we communicate with you for pictures and just getting materials. We like to handle it like an assembly line. So, once we close, we have everything that we need to do to, properly update the property in our standard condition.
Okay, so Okay, so just so you know,
yep.
As I stated earlier, I don't have access to the property.
That's fine. We understand that. Keaton has mentioned that you don't have access until, you know, you could show it maybe potentially next week. And, you know, you have the ownership of the property, which is obviously the legality terms of the agreement. So you have access to sell it. You have authority to sell it. So it is on us to get in and out, is what you're saying.
Exactly.
Okay. So we're all in understanding, and, you know, we're buying it in as is. We're closing on the March 1st. Is there anything else that you need to know from us to ensure smooth process transaction?
No. Looks like from what I'm reading here, and I don't see any issues.
Okay.
This is my third house, so it's not like I hadn't sold a house before. So
okay. Yeah, I understand. It's just typically, you know, when someone, you know, signs something very quickly, I want to make sure that we're upfront with you as, you know, upfront as we can be.
It wasn't my intent to sign it so quickly. I just wasn't familiar with this particular application.
I understand.
So as it moved me through it, and I'm, you know, I'm clicking on the signature, it just took it.
I gotcha. So okay. So you viewed the agreement, though. You see everything that I've mentioned?
Yes.
Okay. So we are in understanding that we're buying it for $245,000 in as-is condition. We're paying for the closing costs. We're closing on March 1st, and you're gonna insure us a clear title on this property.
Yes.
Okay. So you do agree to the agreement that we sent you?
Yes, I do.
Okay, perfect. So from here, it'll be pretty much icing on the cake. You'll hear from Forrest. You'll hear from maybe B, Brittany, and some of our contractors. That way we can get some numbers together for our renovation that we will be proceeding with on doing.
All right. So I'll get in contact with the mortgage company and have them, I guess, delay the monthlies.
Okay, so the mortgage will, you know, you've missed two payments. I just want you to know that those, you know, whatever, you know, we're agreeing to buy for $245,000, so whatever's left on the mortgage and whatever's owed will come directly out of that $245,000.
I understand that.
Okay, perfect. So it sounds like everything is clear, and we understand each other 100%. So do you have any more questions for us?
No, I think I'm good.
All right, Mr. Davis. Well, I appreciate your time. It's, you know, 5:45. We'll let you go here. If you need anything, Keaton is available. I'm available. We're both here to ensure smooth process.
Okay. Now, just so we're clear.
Yeah.
Make sure all the communication is through email.
Not a problem. This call is being recorded just for legality reasons, obviously, as well.
Understand.
Yep. So everything that is verbalized will be recorded, and we can email it to you as well if that makes you feel more comfortable.
Yes.
All right, Mr. Davis. Well, I appreciate it, and we look forward to working with you. You know, we're about 40% of the way done. We just needed a few things here, and we'll be closing.
All right, great. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Yes, sir. All right, have a good one.
All right. You too.
All right, bye-bye.